Okay, we're back with the energy check-in. It is Capricorn and Capricorn placements, same day. Saturday, April 6th, right? Yes. And it's 5:55 a.m. I'm probably gonna go back to sleep, but I told y'all I'd be like, I can't sleep when I have messages. I did sleep for a while, but then now I'm up. My son's trying to go back to sleep, so I'm gonna do a couple more and then lay back down. But Capricorn placements, take what resonates, leave what does not. Some very interesting energy. You're feeling a lot of dark feelings, or there's Capricorn placements that have actual angels and demons around you right now, so you might feel a strong presence at night, especially. For some of you, it's demons. For others, it's both angels and demons, I'm saying. Maybe you've seen them as a kid or something, but they're around you a lot right now. I feel like I'm talking to a feminine. I don't know if you're divine or not, but I'm talking to a feminine or about a feminine. I feel like there's a man in despair right now about a feminine. This man is like in sorrow or sad or hurt or in pain or something over a feminine. Now this feminine is popping up as Is this the same shit, bro? I swear to God, this is gonna get on my nerves. It just everything keeps popping up in twos. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna just read it. There's a masculine in despair right now. There's a feminine. But there's two. It's two feminines popping up. There's one that says main female, and then another that's privileged lady. And there's a despair here. So there's one. It's like this twin thing again. Capricorn twins. Here we go with this shit again. So it's like, what are we doing here? Something in the community, work, or maybe it's like the community's finding out about this. Okay. What is going on? Okay, sorry, I'm like getting my cards together. So like the community's finding out about these twins. Yeah, for sure. There's differences. There's men or a man that is like stressed about this right now. Trying to figure out like the twins again. Oh my God. I don't know who's listening that is like trying to figure this out so hard in my energy. That is like, it keeps popping up. Jesus fucking Christ. I can definitely tell where it's like a pull to my energy from like somebody listening. Like, it's like bothering your soul. Yeah. So, this is popping up again because there's somebody that's listening to most of my episodes that's resonating with the fucking evil twin episode, or it's happening in your own life, or you know somebody is happening to, or I don't fucking know, but it keeps popping up because you are like heavy on this shit. That's to the point it's like there's gonna be something revealed or found out within the next couple of days from now throughout to the solar eclipse. Yeah. one twin smokes weed, one might smoke cigarettes. It's like they both smoke, but one might smoke cigarettes or, ew. Yuck. Like, she better not smoke cigarettes. That better be a joint. But, like, yuck. It's like one might do something that the other one doesn't, and it, like, the other one finds, like, gross or something like that. One might be, like, more sexual. But, like, I mean, like, meaning they got more partners or something like that. Yeah, like, they fuck around way more. Jesus, why are we doing this? Yeah, the one that's spiritual, psychic, smokes weed, smokes out of a bong, is like, fuck all this bullshit, like, peace, love, I have dreams, super positive and dreamy and shit like that. There's one that, like, smokes maybe cigarettes, maybe bud, but I'm mainly seeing it look like a cigarette. Kind of, like, fucks around a lot more. It's a little bit more, like, sexual or, like, out front with it. I don't know how to explain it. Like, they both might be sexual, but it's, like, one of them is just, like, yeah, she been around a little bit more, and it's like, what the fuck? Nah, that don't sound right. Like, not my baby. Like, yeah, something like that. There's one that's more emotional, too, that cries more. This is the sexual one. So maybe it's giving me, like, maybe she, like, drinks or smokes or something that the other one doesn't. And, like, she be crying more, or she just looks sad or something. And there's one that's just, like, hella happy all the time. Yeah. Well, obviously, I know which one I am, but this is, yeah. One has tattoos and is attracted to a guy that has tattoos everywhere. She has some tattoos, but definitely more than the other. The other one might have, like, no tattoos or something. Yeah. But they both have a similar style. The only thing I can say the difference is, like, the one that's, like, a little bit more, like, wild and out there and, like, more promiscuous a little bit is, like, the style that they have. They both used to have that style as, like, a teenager or something, with, like, leather jackets, black pants, boots. But, like, there's one that practices dark magic, so it's, like, she'll have the jacket with the pentagram or, like, Baphomet on it or something and say, swear that's not fair because I want to wear that shit, too. Like, that shit's hard. That's my shit. But, like, she practices it with it more. So, it's like she already wears it. So, it's like a goth, kind of, like, rocker style. Or she has, like, a different style. Like, one has, like, a spiritual swag. And another one has, like, a edgy, like, fucking style. But say, swear that's not fair because it's, like, yeah, the only difference, one has tattoos, the other one doesn't, like, at all. In obvious places for the tattoos, too. Yeah. Damn, this is crazy. I'm like, who's listening to this? To the point I gotta tell you all the fucking details. There's one that, like, tries to stay away from drama and beef because they know how crazy the beef is. But then the other one is like, I'm causing the beef. Let's get it. I don't know. It's so hard because I feel like even the nicer one could be like this one too. Like I said, the only difference is one has a kid, one doesn't. One has tattoos, one doesn't. One's hella emotional and be sad and mopey or like aggressive or, you know, that type of energy. Like you can tell that like, oh, you feel a way. And the other one be like geeked, peace, love vibes. You feel me? One really likes working or like works hard or is like a hard worker. The other one like, I don't know, bro. She don't be working or something, or she don't gotta work. So Three of Pentacles here, she like, she works with others or she's like paid off her looks or something. She got like an OnlyFans or something. Is this what the fuck this shit is? Dog, I swear my spirit team has been telling me this for like years. Am I slow? No, I'm not slow. But I swear I would have never put together this though. Like this is hella not what I would have put together. You feel me? Like a fucking twin that's evil is crazy. But I swear they've been telling me this for hella. And I'm like, oh, you gotta, I'm like, oh yeah, you gotta fucking OnlyFans of me up or you're putting pictures of me up and videos and this and that. So it was fucking her. So the shit ain't even me. Oh, thank the Lord. But still, it's like, I don't give a fuck. But that's the pictures, the videos is her. So she has like an OnlyFans or something? Bitch, you just out here ruining my image. Yeah, it's like one actually works and grinds and hustles for her money. The other one is like getting paid off her looks. I know I can, but I couldn't even. No, I mean, I need all the big bucks. What are you talking about? Yeah, she's like a pinup or something. Or I should be busting it open for the fucking camera. Oh my God. No. Oh my God. What have you been doing? This is so weird. This is not happening. I'm still in denial. I'm not trying to hear this. No. This is somebody else's life. Take the wheel. Jesus. Jesus. Take the wheel. Oh my God. Yeah, this is like the missing piece of the puzzle. I swear to God, this is not a lie. This is it. This is what's been going on behind my back that I've been trying to solve this whole time. This is not okay. Bitch, you're weird. I just want to cuss her out. Like, Your Honor, can I please cuss this hoe out, please? Oh, this is weird. I don't even know what to say. All I can do is laugh. Because, like, what are the fucking odds? This is some pigs will fly type shit. She gets paid for people to look at her coon coon. You old fucking overly emotional ass bitch. You selling your coochie for a couple dollars? That pisses me off. And then there's me where I make more money. Actually, like, having my talents or, like, being creative and shit. That's the difference. Yeah. She's more like maybe flashy or something. Or just wants to be noticed or seen. I mean, I get it. I feel it. Like, if everybody thinks that it's just me and there is no you and they don't know who you are, I feel it. You feel me? I'm trying to be compassionate here. But at the same time, dog, you could have came to me and was like, dog, these motherfuckers did this to us, sis. And we could have just both got him with spells and you didn't have to do anything you did, bro. But it's like, you did all this crazy shit and then try to make it look like it was me. And I just don't know how to feel about that. It's very creepy. Like, this is not how you meet your twin, bro. And you knew about me. And I didn't know about you. And I'm putting a piece of the puzzle together. And somewhere in life, you're gonna fucking hear this. And just be like, damn. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, huh? Yeah, I smoke fat bud, but she doesn't or something. It's like I would be like a nun compared to her. And the crazy part is, I'm not even a nun. Jesus, I don't want to know how bad she is. It sounds like horrible. Yeah, she has like sugar daddies or she like old dudes. Ew. I can't do it. You know, I have this thing. I cannot do it. Every time I think about older dudes like that, no offense, but I like my age. I stick around my age. But I think about, what was that? Big Daddy, when he's like, with your old balls and your loose skin? Gross. But no, for real. I'm saying, like, she likes some older. Like, she be walking past, like, the little grandmas at the little retirement homes and just like, like, she's, ew, no. Oh my God. Sorry. This is like heartbreaking. She has my face and she's doing this. Yeah, dog. This is why she's getting exposed. So, okay. Okay, 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 okay. Boom, boom, boom. So, I don't remember when, but I did episodes saying that, like, the sugar babies and all that kind of stuff was gonna start getting exposed and all that. And I was talking about, Black Widow and all these other things. And she fits in the categories of all that, but I didn't know this until now. But now I'm looking at these cards. I'm like, I did say there's going to be a season where like all the sugar babies and shit start getting exposed. When I say like the dude she was with, they're like, dog, she be dressing up in like expensive ass shit and just like cashing out all their money. They little, it's like she be snatching the little old dudes from their wives and their wives be like, there's his new wife and she's like hella younger. And she walking past them laughing with her hair just bouncing and just having fun. Like she's just like, yeah, nah, that's not me. I can't do that. You got that one, sis. I can't do that. No. There's like one that's clearly a stoner. Like more tomboy, and there's one that's like more girly. I mean, like wear dress, makeup, heels, girly type, loud outfits or like outfits that are kind of out there. But then she has a style where it's like if she's not wearing that and she's like around these being like a sugar baby or something, then she has like this side that's like a little bit more dark, you know? Like, she's gonna do both. She, like, has an OnlyFans or, like, a website or something. She's a sugar baby or she has, like, a sugar daddy or she's a something. Stay-at-home girlfriend or something. She's something with an old-ass dude. Or I don't know if she be getting married to him or something like that. But then it's like she has this dark side to her where she like, she been practicing like dark demonic magic since like teenage years. When I was studying, she was practicing this. Yeah. And on this end, it's like stoner, boys with tattoos. You know what I'm saying? Like, just very fucking different. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, like the end on her end, it's like the money she be having, she be taking it from the old dudes. And like, I don't know, like going to bingo with them and shit like that, or like casino shit, or I don't know, something like that. It's like she's like a risk taker or something like that. She knows how to like flip money, or she'll go to a casino or play bingo, or she does something. But it's like she got old people money. It's not even like old money, but it is old money, 'cause it's like it's something about old men and women. I don't know if she does this with women too, but I see her with old men and women. It would make sense on her being like the Black Widow or something, but yeah, I can't do it, sis. I can't do the old punani, and I can't do the old swing-a-lang. I can't do it. No, the old penis not okay. More power to you. You can have that side of things. I can't do it. Her life is not my life, baby. I will throw up at the idea. So, okay, boom. Yeah. What is this saying? Oh, this is me. 'Cause I see the radio, like radio station or like episodes or, you know, the podcast. But on this card, it's Martin. But he had like the radio show. My Child's Father, Me. But then I see this group of girls in a new beginning. Okay. This is going into details. This is so specific, but it's like something about, yeah, like I said, there's pictures that she has with these females we grew up with that it's not me. And I feel like you can tell by like what she's wearing. Like I was a tomboy around these ages and she was wearing like revealing clothes when I didn't wear revealing clothes at that age. Shit, I was just thinking about this the other day. I was like, damn, even when I had that type of body, I didn't wear revealing clothes because I was like always self-conscious. But she was like, I'm gonna rock my little body. Like she's very different from me. So yeah, I'm saying she might have like more pictures with them, or she was with them more, or around them more, or something. That's some creepy shit. Yeah. With the Two of Wands, there might be like sports she was into or something. I don't play sports. I don't do sports, bro. The only time I've ever done sports was in like military school. There's no recollection nowhere in nobody's yearbooks of nobody doing no fucking sports. So that's not me. Yeah. That's hella weird. Now that's weird. My podcast, obviously, is who I am. She did not know the dudes I used to call my brothers. She didn't know them. Obviously, I did. Yeah, something about communication. Or like how she talks. That's like it's been blowing it up, or this is saying like everybody's talking to each other about this now, or everybody's trying to figure it out. Like how did she talk, or how didn't we notice the difference, or I'm trying to figure it out too, because I'm trying to figure that shit out, bro. I'm like, if I've been telling you motherfuckers that I don't like none of you motherfuckers for the past couple years, and she been kicking it around y'all, I'm trying to pinpoint how the fuck y'all didn't, you feel me, catch on to this a little sooner or something. I don't know. But with the 8 of Wands and the 9 of Wands, it's like quick communication coming in and like phone blowing up or everybody's calling everybody or everybody's trying to put the pieces together or something like that. Shit, I'd be trying to put that shit together too. Yeah, everybody's like messaging each other right now. Trying to figure out, so that's probably, okay, that's probably why it's saying that this is coming out in the reading, because everybody's like talking about this, trying to figure out who's who kicked it with who's the real Noonie. This is creepy. I swear this is like a Pretty Little Liars episode or something. What is life? I swear I'm on another planet, because what is this for real? I swear I am. How did I get here? With the false person here, they have messages from her. They're like, I swear to God, bro, did Noonie ever message you? Do you remember how she talks? Does she talk like this? Yeah, people are like looking at old messages or group chats or something. Yeah, for sure. Now, there's also like a, an overburdened lawyer, or like the lawyer's stressing, or the lawyer's on the phone day and night with somebody, like with the other lawyers, or I don't know how the fuck that'd be working, but like they're all talking like, no, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need a deal, I'm not doing this. It's like they're going crazy. They ain't even able to low-key like tend to their kids low-key, because like they're stressing. It's like, what do you fucking mean there's two of them? Or like, I don't know, it's like they were zoning in on one or something, or they caught one, but it's like the one you caught is the one you told in the first place that they were a twin, and you've been chasing, I don't know, it's like you've been chasing the wrong one the whole time. Or or it's like, if for a lawyer, like you're defending the bad twin, and you thought you were like about to catch the bad twin, but like, I don't know, you're following the wrong one. You're following the one that was like a regular human being. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's like a very stressed out lawyer. It could be like a female lawyer or something like that. That she's just looking like, oh yeah, she seems so sweet and whoa. Cause I mean, if she looks like me, bro, she does look like she's just like so sweet. And they're stressing. There's like lawyers that's stressing right now. Cause she was at like all the court dates and all that shit like that. It's like, what the fuck? How the fuck did this, how did we miss this? Yeah. This is like horrible. This is worse than when like the twins get caught changing in school. You know how they'd be like, I think your twins switched identities and took the test as each other, or you know how they be doing little shit like that? Nah, this is worse than that. Cause it's like embarrassing or like bad on a lawyer or something. I don't know. Like, how'd you let this slip under your radar? Yeah, she looks just like me. But like when I was a teenager or something, like when I was younger. So she still looks like that. The only thing I can describe that as is like, what do you mean? Is the fact that she's, her frame and everything is smaller. She didn't have a kid, so she didn't get thicker. It's the only way I can describe that. Like, and I didn't understand what that really meant until the other day, but I was like a size 5 or something. When I was in high school, I was tiny. So just imagine that. And I'm like 31. Like, I'm not that size anymore. I would blow away in the wind. I'd be my son's Like, my son could pick me up if I was still that damn size. And I'm short, so she's tiny. For sure. She looks like the teenage version of me. Yeah, it's like, there's justice, or like she might be like booked now. That's probably why this is coming out towards me. Like, for me to be able to say something or finding out about it or whatever. She might be like booked or something. Cause I do see someone in a cage, like booked, like a mastermind. Yeah, and like men and women, or like lawyers in that, like, in the office or something like that, in that firm or however the fuck that works, like, they're stressing the fuck out, like, damn, so we thought this was the whole time, and like, they're stressing. Yeah, everything I'm saying is a fact. Yeah, they thought this was like, I don't know, this was like a big bust, or they just like busted her or something, but they thought it was me. I don't know how to explain it. It's like she been doing shit under my name. Cause I feel like she been going under my name her whole life. So it's like, the whole time, they thought she was like the good one, but she like, start doing shit. Yeah. So it's like when they went into Buster, they thought it was me. But it ain't me, clearly, cause I'm on the motherfucker. You feel me? I'm on this podcast still. So it's like she might be booked right now, or like they're booking her, or they're investigating her, or something like that. For me to be able to pick up on this and see the lawyers and stuff, it's like, yeah, she's not. I feel like they're working on her case, or like a community of lawyers are like stressing, because it's like, where do we go from here? Like, we're completely all the way off with everything. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, meanwhile, I'm still sitting here chilling. So it's like, this fucks off everything, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, this whole time, I thought it was clear as day that I'm not a bad person. I didn't know it was a twin thing, but I'm like, somebody's pretending to be me, and da 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 da. And the whole time, they're like, low key thinking I'm the bad one, and like, yeah, no. So now they're like, oh, this is the one on the podcast is actually the sane one. Yeah, definitely. For sure. Yeah. Oh, this one on the podcast is who the stuff belongs to. Yes, for sure. For sure. So, yeah, I don't know. It's like, people are stressing. And then it looks like in the city, it's like people are trying to figure out, like, so then who's in this picture? Is this her? Is this her? Like, no, I remember this is her because this and that, and whoop whoop whoop, and no, I knew her longer, and no, okay, so then the one with the OnlyFans ain't her? No, like, it's just like, oh, hell no. She's a ruckus out here, like, you causing ruckus, bro. What are you doing with my face? This is crazy. That's why it's popping up, because it's like people are talking about this. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. She did all of this for some money. I see though, like a bag. She did all this for a bag. And she tried to stop my bag along the way. And then got caught. Yeah, I think she's in a holding cell or something. She's somewhere. Like, fuck. Yeah, I see her somewhere. She's looking like, oh, hell no. Yeah, this is facts, because it looks like this in the sky right now. Like, the sun ain't really coming up quite yet. But it's like, wherever she's at, there is no sun. It's like no windows. Like, she's in a holding cell or a jail or something. Or they're investigating her. But, like, she got on her regular little fit. It's not like she's, you know. I don't know. She ain't processed and all that kind of shit quite yet, it looks like. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, she did something. The Four of Pentacles, the Five of Pentacles, the Eight of Pentacles. It's like my work or my testimony or me recording stuff every day and saying, this is this and I'm here at this time. Saved me. I knew that was going to work. I knew that was going to happen though. I didn't know it was for this. I thought it was because somebody was stealing my work. And then I was like, yeah, I think it was just because I thought somebody was stealing my work. That's why I was doing it. But now I see that it is like a time stamp. Like I'm clearly at home with my kid doing this at this time. So whatever this bitch done did, clearly it's not me. How can this person be in two places at once type shit, right? Yeah. Facts. It's like it left me, I left the trail behind for myself. See? Always gonna outsmart everybody. I don't care who it is. You guys got me fucked up. When it comes to my goddamn life, we will play chess all day long. But yeah, that's kind of like, in a way, I outsmarted whatever she had going on and stayed a couple steps ahead of her the whole time. Was because while I was building my brand and building up who I am, I left like timestamps everywhere and like my voice everywhere and like I'm solving things on here and speaking my truth even when I feel like I'm fucking crazy. Like even for this, I'm like, still skeptical because I'm like, dog, I don't wanna, I didn't know, like I'm into learning about parallel universes and stuff, but like, to feel like you're on one is another vibe. It's kind of creepy. So I'm like still on edge about it, but I swear it keeps popping up. And I'm like, bro, somebody's been living with my life. That's crazy. But yeah, that's what saved me is like, I have a paper trail behind me. So she said, she's in there like, yeah, no, we know you're not such and such, so knock it off. Give us your real name. She's like, who do you mean? I'm Nola Moon. They're like, no, you're not. She doesn't talk like that. They're like, what was your last episode about? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Something is like not working out for her because I have a digital footprint. That's funny. Yeah. It's something I might end up seeing in my dream. Look, I ain't gonna even hold it to that because I've been seeing whatever she been doing and I don't be remembering it because it's not my dreams. It's like I've been having weird ass experiences. So I'm not gonna hold you. My dreams been like not really receiving much. But it's something about I see everything that's happening over there with her when I go to sleep. I think, but it's like, when I wake up, I don't be remembering it. I don't know how to explain it. Don't ask me. Yeah. It's like, I'll be saying who she be talking to or all that. Like everything. It's weird. Yeah, either way it goes, there's something happening right now. It's good for me, though. But it's like, yeah, she's about to get booked. I do see her ending up having to wear, like, the little jumpsuit soon and having a little pillow with the little cot shit. Yep. She's sad. Tough shit, kid. Yeah. I did say something on a different episode about somebody confessing. This might be this situation. Yeah, she's feeling judgment. Yeah, something about like when I'm sleeping, it's like I can see what she's doing. That's creepy. Because that means I know she can do the same thing. But whatever it is, I don't sleep during the normal times I would normally sleep anymore. And that's really throwing me off. But it's only ever since I found out about this. I don't know how to explain it. I just feel like I'm on a different planet. Don't judge me. I'm like, there's no other explanation. Yeah, this is like Saturn energy or something like that. But yeah, she's like receiving karma or something, or she's going to go down for all of this or some. She might be found out she got like some type of mental illness or something. Or she's like, the voices told me, or she going to be doing some crazy shit. Like, she's crazy, bro. She's off that. But it's like, you know how people be like, damn, she look good, but why that bitch gotta be crazy though? It's like that. Like, she looks just like me, bro. I'm not ugly. You feel me? But she's like off that. She's off that. She's off that. She's off that. That's all I can say is like her spirit is dark. Like, you feel me? It's one thing to have a dark side. It's another thing for your whole spirit to just be dark. But it's because of like how she grew up or something. Like, she grew up alone. And it's like she just took my friends or something. Girl, you can have them motherfuckers. Because whatever you done did, it's probably something they would have did to me, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But like, child, I don't know. But she was like alone, so she like wanted to take my man, my friends. But the main difference is that one has some type of light in them. Like I said, another one is just not. That's why I keep saying evil twin. Because it's like, literally, it's that one that's just like very dark or says like the creepy shit. It's like, what the fuck? Is your twin okay? You're the one that's a little off, aren't you? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like that. Don't know what else to say. That's how it keeps popping up every time I talk about it. But yeah, hope that's a clear indication. One's a stoner. One's a like sex kitten. Feel like they both look the same, so they both have that type of pull in it where people are like, oh wow, she's fire or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's like one is actually gonna fuck everybody and the other one's like, no, but I know they like me. Like, it's a big difference. Big difference. So gonna go ahead and move forward. Capricorn placements, that's it, that's all. Moving forward, I think we got Scorpio next, and then I'm gonna be done for now. All right, we're back. So 6:45 a.m. same day, April 6th. So, we're looking at Scorpio placements, but I feel like it's the same shit. It's just going into more detail about, like, a death, maybe? Or, like, why this other twin is, like, so dark or something. Yeah. So, basically, this twin was, like, on the run from the police for a while. But they thought the one that they were watching was the one that was on the run, if that makes sense. And it's because she was going under my name, I'm guessing. So, I don't know. Somehow they got mixed up in, like, they fucking got her, though. I don't know. Like, she was on the run from them, and I see them chasing her. She could have, like, stole something recently or did something. And this is what got her caught. Yeah. Bro, I'm not gonna lie. She might, like, Dog, my face might be on the news or something. But it's not me. Oh, hell no, bro. She's ruining the face card, dog. I could see why my spirit team is, like, making it adamant that, like, this twin thing is a thing. Because it's like, damn, bro. You're fucking up the image. Like, I got an image out here to uphold. And you're just being a fucking mutant ninja teenage turtle fucking like, what are you doing? Yeah, she's just like, it's like I'm blazing a path and she's just like fucking shit up. Yeah. So basically, yeah, she does have a fucking OnlyFans, and it's like pretty big or like viral or something like that. This might come out on the fucking, oh, this is so cringy. Like, I just cringed a little bit. It just gave me the chills. This is like, they might say that or something on the news. Like, yeah, viral OnlyFans star such and such just got caught up in a robbery and a murder or something like that. Like, she's like famous on OnlyFans or something, or like she's popular or something. So they might say her name. Like, it's like being an IG model or something like that. It's like, oh, I'm subscribed to her. What do you mean she's a murderer and a robber or a thief? Or, you know, it's like something like that. Oh, hell no. She's doing too much. Yeah, this is crazy. My spirit team was like, Noonie, it's going to be like a roller coaster. Nigga, goddamn, bro. I got so many emotions right now. I don't know how to feel. I'm like, this is stressful. It's one thing for it to be like me, but it's like, I'm thinking the whole time, I'm like, bitch, what? Da, da, da. Like, I ain't even got that many pictures I sent to anybody. I ain't even take that many videos, but the one you do have, woo, 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 just like talking hella shit. And the whole time, that's not even the case. That's crazy. It's like, nah, she's out here making them. She's making the videos. That's crazy talk. Like, what are you doing with my face and my name, girl? Yeah, she's bugging. She's just like, fuck you when you're, yeah, cause it's like, I'm over here blazing the path. Like, yeah, let me do this spiritual business and stuff. And she's just like, fuck that shit. I'm living life on the edge. I got my coochie out. She's out here having dates and shit on fucking online. Oh, hell no, bro. She got like a fucking online page or something. It's like she's already known, or she has a name that she goes by. But then it's like on top of that, I feel like she's like a known sugar baby or something. But it's like, they're gonna mention this somehow on the news. Like, whoa, like, this has something to do with like her MO or something. It's like, I don't know. Like I said, she might be like a Black Widow or like a serial killer or something. It's like, yeah, she tries to, or like she got like a sugardaddy.com or sugarbabysomething.org. I don't know what the fuck they be called, but you know, like an app like that for like older people. They might say that on the news or something. Like, she got an OnlyFans, she got this. She lives wild free like this. She be running away with their little monies or whatever. She be giving them drugs, or I don't know, something like that. She drug them. She give them drugs. Yeah, it's like some crazy shit. So I guess with Scorpio placements, it's like, of course, she has Scorpio placements too. But like, for me, it's like, this is like a past life. Like, that type of shit that's happening is like something that I would do in a past life. She's doing that shit now. So when I be like, I went through all this karma for what I used to do in past lives, this is how reckless the shit will be. That's why I went through so much in this lifetime. When I tell you, I swear to God, this is a parallel universe. Like, I don't care what nobody's talking about, bro. Because it's like, everything that I don't do, she does. It's like a random ass twin just came out of nowhere. Like, fuck off, bro. Fuck off. This is not okay. Yeah. And the fact she's been here the whole time, fuck off. Something's off. Like, no. I'm telling you, you guys. I don't know how, but I'm gonna fucking prove it somehow. Yeah, when I say, like, she went on trips with some of these bitches, I've never been on trips with nobody. I've never been out the country. She might have been out the country before or something. So she might have a passport or something. Yeah. Yeah, she has, like, pictures with people or friends or my old friends or people. It's, like, the only people she grew up around is, like, my people or that she's been around. So it's not like really her own. I don't know. It's like she was like sheltered or something. It's like, now I'm gonna just take all your people or something. Yeah. The people that followed her on OnlyFans was like people from the town. So they're like, this is Noonie. No, it's not. What the fuck? What? Yeah, with the friends. And it's looking like somebody, like, you know, doing their thing to people's pictures. That's why people are, this is all making sense. This is so much brainstorming in these readings that I'm seeing, but like, dog, when like, there was like hella people doing love spells on me back to back and this dude and that dude and all this fucking shit. And I'm like, why are you guys like out of nowhere? It was just like hella people were doing love spells and sex magic and stuff. And I was like saying the dreams and I'm like calling people out on it and being like, stop doing that. I'm gonna curse you. It's because they're seeing her as whatever the fuck her OnlyFans name is, and she looks like me, so it's like, damn, that's Noonie. Oh, hell no. And then they're doing that shit, and then since it's me, the energy's coming to me, so I'm like, what is this? This bitch. Yeah. Bubba, go night-night. He's still sleepy. Yeah, it's like she's basically me if I would just throw away all my morals, values, goals, ambitions. If it's just like, fuck it, I look good. Let me just pop my shit, whatever. That's basically me. I'm telling you, that's from another universe. I don't care. Mm-mm. But yeah, I see it here in the card. Yeah, it is. With this card in particular, it's like the certain planetary alignment with this eclipse. It's a portal that welcomes back like a past life or something, but it's like both of you are here at the same time. I told you guys, I know I'm not tripping. I don't care. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure out how to fucking prove that she wasn't here before, and it's like because of this alignment she came here. I know it's like, oh, but she's been here this whole time. I don't care. No, there's a way to explain it. I don't know how. I'm gonna have to channel fucking Einstein or somebody to come up with a theory and help me figure this out. But I swear to God, I'm gonna figure it out. Cause I know what I'm talking about. Something is off. Like, if I had a twin this whole time, why hasn't my sleep pattern been this weird? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, something, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, something's off, bro. Yeah. It's something about Pluto, the alignment that Pluto's in, Uranus, and then the eclipse. Something about those placements. That's like a missing piece of the puzzle on why this is happening. Like I said, it's not just for me. This might be other people too. I can only speak on what's going on with me. But yeah, this pussy popping ass bitch. I'm just like, Jesus, my face. That's crazy. I'm just over here smoking weed and just minding my business, and she's just ruining my life. Oh my God. Whatever. Yeah, that's why. Oh my God. Yeah, with the Page of Cups here, that's why people were just like randomly like hitting me up or like trying to talk to me or stuff like that. Cause it's like, she probably don't have other social medias. It's just like, if she does, it's like a copy of my stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it. It's like, if I got a page called Know the Moon, she gonna have a page called like Know the Moon, but it's like gonna have some type of difference in it so she can have it too. And take my picture, but it's like, it's her. And depending on what page they click on, that's why I be having, oh, motherfucker. This bitch, there be random fucking old guys on TikTok hit me up like, oh, hey, you trying to be my sugar baby? This is how much I pay. And I'm like, what the fuck? I just be blocking them or I don't answer. I'm like, no, I'm not giving you no sugar. I don't like old people. That shit creep me out. Like, you know, nothing against old people, but like not in no sexual way, dog. The fuck? It's nasty. So it's just like really creepy to me. And I see that's why, oh, this is making so much sense now. So yeah, like I'll be on TikTok randomly and not all the time, but it just be like a random ass, like group of old random ass dudes all messaging me at once. It's because they be looking up shit and they be her. It's like they're trying to find her, but they find me. But they do be saying stuff about like, hey, let's figure out a fucking schedule or, I want to be discreet or all that little fucking weird shit. I'm like, who the fuck is acting like I'm busting dates? This bitch. Oh my God. Yeah. She has like rates or dates or times or, I don't know, dog. She's a hoe. I don't give a fuck. She's like a hoe or something. That's gross. And then there's the twin that's just like, I met the love of my life in high school. What, Bubba? You want your Batman? Okay. Let me pause it here real quick. Okay. So back to the more brainstorming and just seeing what the fuck the differences are. I guess, there's something here about, yeah, the reason why these guys are like randomly hitting me up on TikTok is because they probably have a TikTok and wherever she's popular at with her little fucking videos and shit, they were like, let's see if she has a social media somewhere else to like privately message her. So it's like they're messaging me what they would message her. Talk about dates and private rates and shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And I just end up blocking them. But it keep being like, oh, white guys. That's crazy. Damn, that's what that shit is. Yeah, and I'm just like, no. So, there's a big difference between the two. Like, this one only focused on my nigga. If it's not my nigga, it's not, what are you talking about? With her, it's like, nope. Yeah, it's like, I'll take the old nigga, or I'll take the nigga with the big, like, she's like a city girl or something. It's just like, the exact difference of what the fuck I don't like is what she is. Yeah. I walked away from all my old friends. She befriended all my old friends. I walked away from my family. She was around my family. The only thing I cared about was family, my dude, my child. She's like, not like that. She might also do shrooms, or like, she might take like psychedelics or something. Oh, hell no. See, that's one thing I'm not really into just rushing off and taking those, cause I already see shit, bro. I don't need that to be more intense. Like, I'm pacing myself. The shit I be seeing used to scare me when I was a kid. So it's like, as a grown up, I'm pacing myself on the shit that I need to be seeing. But it's like, for her, she takes psychedelics, so she likes that shit. I don't like that kind of shit. I'm not gonna say I wouldn't. It's just like, I'm not about to just do that. I'm about to smoke weed. Yeah, it's a big difference. I see the science dad again. I said she was raised by like a scientist dad or something that has like a lab. She's raised at a lab or something. Something like that. Yeah, we dated two different types of dudes. Definitely. I don't really know what to say about this other than like, maybe people been having bad dreams about this lately. Like, this might be giving somebody nightmares. Shit, you're getting nightmares? What the fuck do you think I've been going through? Like, I'm laughing it off now because I have a dark humor. But it's only because I can't believe this is really my life. Like, this bitch is haunting me. I don't even know why. Just cause. It's like I'm haunting myself. I don't know how to explain it. It's weird. Five of Swords. Yeah, this is like war. Somebody had conversations. Somebody's tripping out because they had conversations with this, female. Man, that's a female. Yeah, you had conversations with this female and you had conversations, plans or something. And with the Seven of Swords here, it's like the whole time she was lying, pretending to be me. Somebody's really creeped out about this. Who is it? Who? Who did she talk to? Yeah, okay, this could be the, cause I said on the last one on the Capricorn reading, I was like, there's a man in despair, like, oh my God, I talked to the wrong one or something like that, like, tripping off that shit. Yes, because it's like, how? So somebody's putting that piece of the puzzle together that like, they definitely talked to the wrong twin. That's some Nephis, that's Nephis, dog, I'm telling you. This is what I mean by past life, too. It's like, this portal was to a past life. This is like an old-ass twin. Like, if I tell you guys I'm Isis, then that's Nephis. It's like everything that I say is adding up, ain't it? Everything that I'm saying is adding up. Don't it make sense, though? But, yeah, I knew it was a twin. I just thought it was a boy. And for some reason, that was a little less creepy because I was just like, oh, they didn't take him. you know, or he's with the other part of family. I just had high hopes for it, but it's like, no, this is different. It's just not the same. It's the pretending for me. But yeah, somebody is having fucking nightmares about this. Like, you're haunted. She's haunting you. That's crucial. I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say about that, because I don't know if you deserve it or not, so I'm not going to say anything. But it's like, it's really haunting somebody, the conversations that they've had with this other twin, because it's like, oh my God, I was like one of her victims, or I knew when I seen her when we did shrooms together, she looked evil, but I ignored it because I'm like, nah, that's Noonie. No, that was not. That's creepy. Yeah. Oh, no. Somebody dated the twin and thought it was me. That's crazy. Yeah, whoever this is, it's like fucking you up. I don't know. Did y'all go like camping together and taking shrooms? Like, did y'all go camping together taking shrooms? Or y'all like ran away together? Or... it's just like weird. Or somebody's thinking really hard about, no, Bubba. Or somebody's thinking really hard about like an event they had, or like something they did with her as a teenager. Camping? I mean, I went camping before, but I ain't do no shrooms. I don't do that. I drank box wine with my brother, rest in peace, and fucking hella weed and like box wine, because that was all his little friends could get from the store, and we were like fucking teenagers. That's it. Other than that, nah. So, I don't know. This is like a camping experience with shrooms or something. Bro, that was all the other one. There's something that the judge is gonna replay on tape. It's like they got her on recording somewhere, or like, it's like you were on this Ring camera pulling out of here, or we seen you on this camera leaving this place at this time, or it's something like that, like a tape of her. It's her. Cause I feel like now that they know that there's twins, like a set of twins, it's like, oh, so the difference is one's a mom, one's not. So now it's like they can definitely prove that it's her because of like the size, the shape, what year it was that this happened or something like that. Yeah, for sure. For sure. They could have caught her on camera stalking someone. It's like she's stalking someone, but it's like, maybe if something happened to that person, yeah, like, yeah. Something like she could have killed someone or something like that, or was involved in a murder, or like witnessed a murder or something, or something. I don't know, but it's something like that. And like, she was like, they have tapes of like her like being there or something. You know what's crazy? The card is I Know What You Did Last Summer, and on the one of those first episodes when I was talking about all this, I was like, damn, I just seen a show that was talking about this, and it was I Know What You Did Last Summer, the series, and it was about the twins switching. So yeah, it's like, maybe they have her on camera watching me, or something like that. like the twin stalking the twin or something. I don't know. Maybe, because it's like something like that. And it's like, wait a minute. One's supposed to be dead or like, I don't know. They caught her. And they probably thought that was going to happen, but they just thought she was the good one or something. I don't know how to fucking explain it, bro. Yeah, something like that. Like they caught her on camera watching me. Yeah. And it's like she's already on the run for like a murder or like something like that. She's gonna face judgment for a murder she was involved in or she witnessed or something. Yeah, this is all coming to the light now. And I feel like this is currently happening. Yeah. It's something about Saturn and Pluto, the placements, which is the devil and the death card in tarot. But like in real life, the energy is the planet Saturn and Pluto. I don't know if it's like conjuncted or they're both in a certain position or something right now, but it's like, this is what's causing this to come out. And it to be like a past life karma or something like that. It's like past life karma, but it's like the dark shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Cause, Saturn's like dark. A dark energy. Pluto's like a darker energy too. Interesting. So yeah, somebody's stressing about this, or like a whole community of people are stressing about this. Or like they're concerned, they're worried, they're trying to figure out what's life right now. Join the club, because I'm trying to figure out what's life too, and it's actually my life. Almost done. So yeah, the other difference, like I said before, obviously the little kid you hear in the background saying everything but good night. I think he's waiting for me to lay back down too, but I can't. I didn't mean for him to wake up. But yeah, so boom. The main difference is like the heart space, how they talk, the nurturing energy, the fact that the other twin has a kid, obviously, like, you know, it's like the love, them talking about the person all the time. Obviously, I'm talking about myself, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the obvious difference between the two twins. Like, one's like, yeah, my family, and this is my life, and this and that. The other one's like, fuck that shit. I'm popping it with the old niggas. I'm getting the old money. Yeah. One clearly is like broken or brokenhearted or like needs to heal. The other one is like actually healed. Yeah. One side is like romance. One twin is psychic. The other one's not. The other one's just like a party girl. Or she likes to have fun. Yeah, she does like raves or festivals or like does drugs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like those uppers that'll keep you up and dancing and like just fucking vibing out. She just be doing shit like that. Yeah, she lives a very fast life. Yeah, for sure. For sure. If she's done any drugs other than alcohol or weed, that's not me. Like, I've done maybe this when I was younger, but that's it. Like, other than that, bro, yeah, nah, that's out. That's crazy. She might have. Yeah. One twin's really like standing on business, like, no, I'm not about to flake on that, or I'm not about to do that, or, and the other one's like more like, oh yeah, I'll go with it, or, you know what I'm saying? It's like one's more stubborn, the other one's more like, I'll just do whatever. If you say so, yeah, okay. The other one's like, no, I said I'm gonna do it this way, so I'm gonna do it that way, like, you know? Yeah, one just has a lot of baggage. Like a lot of baggage. I don't know. It's just all about, like, I guess moving forward, you just gotta use your fucking intuition. But the secrets about this light and dark twin, evil, good twin, whatever you want to call it, it's definitely coming out. Keep saying that. More secrets are coming out about this too. But yeah, it's just like a separation from, like, I don't know, dark energy or something. I don't even know how to explain this shit anymore. I'd be flabbergasted at how life is going, but at least my mind is open to understanding that it's the fucking planets and this is how things work. Okay. So now I feel like this is maybe an event that's happened or something, or I don't know. Okay, so I feel like this has to do with, like, the evil twin. I feel like this has something to do with the evil twin. So, like, I feel like this evil twin was really mad. And it's saying that she came out here. So, she wasn't even out here. So, that's why. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. So, she might have been, like, living in a different country. Or, like, she might have lived in Italy or something. I don't know where the fuck she lived. But she might have been living in another country. And, with trips to the country, she came out here because she was mad when she found out about this. Because it's like, I mean, think about it, though. If, like, some lawyers or whatever the fuck, like, basically was like, oh, yeah, you got a twin. Or I think what it said in one of those episodes, like, she found out about this because the dude she was married to was, like, involved in her kidnapping or something on her end. So it's like, you lose everything all at once. Then you find out you have a twin, and then you find out that at least at first they thought I was the twin that took her name, but it's not that case. She took my name. So she was living overseas or something with my name. And I'm out here in America with my name. So that's why it didn't ring an alarm. And then I see here, she got mad because she thought I was like an imposter. I'm just ruining her life or something. So she came out here like, or I don't know. I don't know how the fuck they explained that. But yeah, it's like she came out here like, beefing, like, mad, like, let me take a trip out here and see what the fuck is up. Yeah, with that gambler part here. What is this saying? What? I'm about to be surprised. What? Hold on, y'all. She, wait a minute, there's something coming up here. Hold on, pause. Pause. She's mad. She comes out here to America. And then this is what's throwing me off. There's a group of gamblers here, or like, scammers, or she's friends with them. Or something like that. She's friends with a group of scammers, or she's friends with a bad crowd, or something like that. I'm gonna be surprised about what? Thief. She's friends with the kidnappers? Is she friends with her own kidnappers? Is that what it's saying? She got mad. She came out here to America and linked up with some scammers that she knew already. Surprise thief. So the scammers that she already knew, because it's a reconciliation. Oh, she surprised them and robbed them. Oh, that's what it's saying. Sorry, my bad. I'm like, what? She be doing magic around the shit that she does so that it's harder for me to tell. Because I'm like, why does shit be harder to read than anything else? Motherfucker. Yeah, so whatever crime she be doing, she be putting magic around it to protect it. She linked up with like some scammers or something she knows and actually ended up scamming the scammers or like robbing them or something. Yeah. Like she pretended like she was a good friend of theirs or something. What? This was like pre-planned or she was successful at this. She thought about this before she did it. It's like she was mad at something and she came out to the U.S. to like personally get her get back and rob them herself or something like that. You know, why does this sound like, did she like link up with like, who like Dio in them? I'm confused. I'm like, who did she link up with? She might have. This might be what that's saying, like linking up with the people that kidnapped me, that have me, like she's cool with them. And it's like, she ended up doing something to fuck them over or something like that. But like she thought this out. Like even though she was mad, it wasn't like rash. It was like she thought this out for a while and was like, okay, let me do it this way. Yeah. And she just lumped me in with them and was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it to her too. Yeah, for sure. Protected. Safe. Yeah, she put magic over these crimes that she did. I see it's like protected. But it's like, since she's my twin, it's like I can just, it's like a bypass or something with the consultant here. Yeah, it's like I'm gonna find out anyways. With the hidden enemy, she was talking to a hidden enemy, so it's like the person that she linked up with and robbed. Okay, so boom. She found out about me or whatever. Found out her existence wasn't an existence and got mad. She came out from whatever country she's from and came to, or whatever country she lived in, and came to America again and linked up with some of those people over there on Kyle's side or Dio's side or whatever. The other people that raised me, that kidnapped me. And when she sat down with them, it's like, yeah, she's helping them get over on me. But the gag is she don't like them either. So it's like she was being a hidden enemy to, she was playing both sides. Like she was being a hidden enemy to me and like fucking me over and doing stuff under my name or whatever, but like she was also fucking them over or something like that. I see that the lawyers are putting things together, or they're trying to figure this out, or they have been trying to figure this out for a while. Yeah. Okay, so like when it comes to she could have came through around the time that my great grandma passed away, my grandma Jeanette, because she looked like me. So that's what I was trying to figure out on the old episodes. I was like, who the fuck? I was like, what probate lawyer gave you my shit? Because none of you bitches look like me. And I was breaking their necks with it, just talking about how they look and shit, but none of them look like me to say that I'm this person to claim this inheritance. So I was trying to figure that out. So it was literally like the twin. So I'm saying she could have got some of the inheritance because of this. Yeah. With the chatter in here. she could have met up with the lawyer or got certain like little accolades or something like that because of it. Yeah. But then with the gossip and a visit, it's like, what is going on? I think it was probably like brought to somebody's attention or somebody found out she had money or something like that. Or what? So, okay, boom. So she links up with them. She's fucking them over. She's fucking me over at the same time. With the hidden enemy here and then the lawyer and gifts, it's like they start trying to set shit up to take my inheritance. But then it's like everybody start opening their mouth about it, talking to each other about it. And they found out that she's in America. And they all wanted some money out of it. Or like everybody starts to be like, shit, I know I've been saying something. I've been, yeah, let me get some too. And you know, so it's like people start fighting over the inheritance. Even when they're already scamming to get this money that's not theirs, it's mine. They're trying to have this evil twin get it. Cause she looks just like me. But then even then she actively hears them trying to even fuck her over because they all want all the money when she's risking everything to get it or something like that. So yeah, it's like they could have been like all weird about this in front of the lawyer. So it could have raised red flags to the probate lawyer that was about to give out all this stuff to be like something's off. Yeah, the lawyer could have felt like something was off. He could have had an important revelation, like, cause I do remember me saying in one of the older episodes when I found out, I said that my grandma, protected my money somehow, or, yeah, I see with the protected and the visited here. It's talking about my grandma, and I was like, I don't know how she did it, but she did something to set them up or to, like, track what they were doing somehow or something. Now, I didn't know she knew about all this twin shit, but I do see that protected and visited, like, the way my grandma set it up was, like, she basically let her probate lawyer know, like, these people are known to do this, or they're known to steal, or if this becomes awkward in any way, then shut it down until it becomes more comfortable, or, like, if anything's off, or she gave him certain like clues. So I see when he realized something was off in this initial meeting or something, when she was like pretending to be me and everybody was like off that, it's like he realized, oh, he's in the room with like snakes or something. He was just, I don't know. It's like the probate lawyer was just like paying attention. Like, okay, no, I'm not going to give it out to nobody then, or something like that. Yeah. Interesting. Journey. So it's like, I don't know. She came out there just to get, like, she came out here just to get this money around that time. So she took like a whole trip to out here just to get it. Meanwhile, yeah, no, I didn't even have my kid yet. I think I was like pregnant, actually. I'm trying to think. Like, yeah, no, like I was like hella newly pregnant, like freshly newly pregnant. I think I found out my grandma passed away like fucking 5 days before I found out I was pregnant or something, or some shit like that. It was like random. It was like, oh, your grandma's passed away. And it's like, damn, I'm grieving from that. And it's like, oh yeah, you're pregnant. It's like, whoa, what the fuck? It was like some shit like that. So around that time, it's one of the times she came out here or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. She's crazy though. She like pretended to be sweet and cool with everybody and shit like that. But the whole time she was like, it's like she's one of those, it's like she holds grudges or something. She's like, I'll get everybody. Yeah. For facts. Yeah, she looked at it like, oh, their loyalty is like lying with this person, or even though like she see they even been disloyal to me, it's like they still chose her in the first place. Like, why she get to be the one with the name, or why she get to do this? It's like weird. I don't know, bro. She was raised in a lab or something, so it's just like she's like traumatized or something. Yeah. They're having her, like, they had her read paperwork or sign paperwork or something to pretend to be me. Yeah. And I feel like this is currently right now coming back to bite her in the ass. Yeah, buddy. I think this same paperwork that she was, that, like, when she came out here, that she signed and did all that for, is like coming back to bite her in the ass now. Yeah. It's something to do with my grandma's death and like the abundance she left behind to me. So that's what was taking so long to give me my fucking money. Cause I'm like, what the fuck is taking y'all so long to give my shit? It's cause this bitch. Yeah. Facts. Yeah, she's very childish. She did some type of childish move, or she did something that was like surrounding trying to steal this money from me, being childish, or like blaming something on me. Like, bitch, we both victims in this motherfucker, but you turned into the villain. But like, either way it fucking goes, bro, it's like whatever childish move she made on that paperwork or rushing and doing that without really thinking twice is coming back to bite her now. Cause this is Aries season. So it's like that quick decision she made then, this coming back to bite now. It's like war. It's like this is coming back to bite her in the ass. It's like forgery, fraud, identity theft. It's a whole bunch of shit. Yeah, facts. She had like a warrant for her arrest out. Damn. Like they read her her rights. Damn. Whose name, no, because that's what I'm saying. I'm like, dog, are you reading her her rights? Whose name? What is her name? Because it's not my name. Tell her to pick a name. Name herself. But yeah. It's something about my house or a house that she was living in. She's mad about. Or like she's mad that, okay, like since she was closer than, it's like when they stole my mail from here. It's like the people in my family that knew her gave her the mail, and then they all tried to do the paperwork together and have her do it so that they could all get paid or something like that. But they knew she wasn't me. But it's like, shit, these people don't know that type shit. So it's like something she did back then is coming to bite her now. And then it's like she also did it because she was mad that she was like the forgotten twin. It's like she just got raised by some rich white family scientist lab person. And you know what I'm saying? It's like she didn't really have a name. She went under my name too. So it was just like, who am I? She's having a whole breakdown, or I don't know what's going on with her, but she was mad that like, I got left behind a house, or I got left behind this, or I got this inheritance, or cause it's like, why wasn't that me? Or why wasn't I that twin or something like that? Girl, I had shit happen to me too. Shut the fuck up. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't know. It's like, she's not healed. It's like her trauma, she's taking out on everybody else because of what happened to her as a child. But it's like, bitch, I didn't do that to you. Yeah, she feels like she's missing, or I'm that missing child, nobody cared about me, or somebody stole me, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's like an unhealthy way of thinking. She has like issues, or like codependent, or like abandonment issues, or rejection, or something. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, I see she knew where I stayed at too. Facts, I see the apartment, she knew where I stayed at. And she was like trying to slow me down or something. What does that even mean? Absence. Or like, she knew where I stayed, so she was like trying to, I don't know, like keep me there or slow me down so that she can take over the place or something like that. I don't know, like basically like take over everything. Like let me get her out of here so that I can live here and get whatever mail's coming to her or like something like that. Yeah. That's creepy. With the flatterer here. And loss of money. What? Flatterer and loss of money. Somebody came in to, talk to her? About, what? Okay, this is about my apartment. Flattering, loss of money, trap. It's like, did she scam somebody else? Maybe she scammed somebody else about something involving my apartment and lost money with that. I don't know what that means. It's something about like scamming or something involving my apartment and like getting somebody to do something for her or something, but like ending up failing or the mission failed or they couldn't complete the mission or I don't know what that is. It could be a million and one things. Or maybe she like was involved with one of the plots that people were doing while I've been here. Something like that. Yeah. Interesting. Well, you know the crazy part is? She might have been, like getting certain dudes around Seattle to try to break into an apartment, but the crazy part is, it's like she looks like it's like me asking. So it's like they don't expect that the person they're trying to break into the apartment is me, if that makes sense. It's like, yeah, I gotta look for you or something like that, or let's go do this. Or she's talking to somebody like that and she's flattering them like, oh yeah, I know this, or I got somebody we can set up or something like that. But it's like they don't know that it's actually me. That's some psychotic shit. That'll fuck up somebody's head. If they came in here and it's like, Noonies asked me to kill Noonie, or, you know, it's like, what the fuck? Yeah, she might have did some shit like this, but without saying who it was. Cause I do see my apartment here and flattering here with a guy, like she was talking to a dude about this. But then it ended up being like a waste of money, or like, he ended up getting caught, or it's like every time they tried to do an attempt, it failed. Yeah, but she didn't tell the person like, yeah, it's Noonie, because that would have been trippy. These people didn't know she wasn't me. How was you going to pull that off, bitch? Like, what? Yeah. Inconsistent love. So she was in a lot of different relationships with some of these dudes that I've never even given time to. She'd be kicking it, partying, going to bars and stuff. That's not my jam. Yeah, she was after my money because it's a lot of money. She was after my marriage because she knew it would be a solid marriage that she could possibly get more money out of, you know? Like, she's a black widow, so she just goes around and does this. And, like, the police or the FBI or something been looking for her for a while. I mean, like, she is 31, so if she's been doing this since she was younger, then I don't know how often, but it's enough for them to give her a fucking name and shit like that. Yeah. So right now I see the police have slowed down on something or like stopped surveilling me or something. Like, or like the case kind of slowed down a little bit and they're kind of looking at it from a different perspective now, or it could be saying any of those things, because it's like, whoa, it kind of like slowed down everything because they're rushing in and like trying to make an arrest and stuff. And they did make an arrest, but it's like, wait a minute, we have to understand these timelines a little bit more and like everything that's going on. So in a way, with the soldier here and like the card talking about like slowing down or something, it's like there's something that's like kind of making the police reanalyze everything or something like that. Also with impediment, she might have like a speech impediment or a lisp or like a something. She talks different. Also with impediment there. It made me think about that. I mean, shit, I got a stuttering problem, but she might like have a different way, or she sounds a little bit different or something like that. I don't know. I guess that's it. I don't know how many damn people be like, ooh, tell me more about the damn twin. But that's all that keeps popping up. Like every damn deck that I'm pulling from, or every sign that I'm tapping into. So yeah, we're going to take a little break on that for a while. Hopefully it switches up. But if not, then I guess it's just more stuff that people want to know about the damn twin stuff. I'm kind of over it. Until the next episode, thanks for listening. Peace.